We're doing the Sefer Amidot, and we're up to page Reish Chaf Vav. Reish Chaf Vav. I want you to know, Ketorah Bichlala Ufratea, that the Torah, in general, in detail, Hi Etzel Adam Keweach Natalalun. The Torah is like a stranger. Kiger Be'eretz Nochiya She'en Lo Makir. Like a sojourner comes to a foreign country, doesn't know anyone. Lo Karo Ve'lo Go'el HaShe'ech Niseo Leveito. He's got no relative. No one there is going to take him in. כן התורה ומצוותיה אין להם בכוחות הגוף וחושיו מי יכיר בהם ויבחר בהם לאהבה אותם ולקרבם אליו. So to the Torah and the mitzvos, when our body views them, the body views them as strangers. We have no sense, not one of our senses, not one of our strengths, not one of our limbs is attracted to the Torah. Nothing physical about us looks at the Torah and says, hey, that's right. Hey, I want to be friends with him. No. Lo'er tatzmo la'askim al asiyatam v'kiyumam. Nor is any limb predisposed to performance of the Torah. Every part of us is, you know, we're all physical, and every part of our body is physical and looks at the Torah as a stranger. It's a good question. Remind me then to get back to that, okay? There's an interesting story about that. Kema'amar, as the verse says, Ve'en kore b'shimcha mitorer lachazik bach. There isn't anyone here who calls your name Hashem. No one's aroused to take hold of you. Ki mi asher libo lev tohu b'dat u'chokhmah. When is there a person who feels that he resonates with the Torah, that he's attracted, that he's aroused to perform the Torah? That's when a person has purified his heart, his intellect, his wisdom. And even then, he's really forcing himself. He's forcing himself to what he believes is right. But there's this ongoing battle, and he might be very victorious, but at the end of the day, he's fighting. He's trying to excite, to arouse his good desire to overcome his physical desires. Like a servant serving his master, he doesn't find it sweet to serve his master like anyone who works for someone else, until he starts feeling the fear of the one above, like the fear of a human being, and then he could be a God-fearing person. So there's a process that has to happen within a person. If you think it's going to be natural, you come to Machon Meir and suddenly you want to get up for Shachris, you want to wait 6 hours between meat and milk. No, it's not going to happen. It's not.
Is that going to be Machon or about 3 hours?
Is that
No. Yeah, it's the way we are. It's that you have to have mind over matter. The mind has to decide. And as we saw earlier, the mind has to decide to arouse itself, to arouse the excitement, to do what's right. But that can only happen if one works to purify one's heart and thought. It doesn't happen naturally. Our nature is egocentric. Our nature is physical. Our nature doesn't think about God. It's our thought that can evolve.
So when people change, nature changes because it also changes.
With time. Takes time. There's a saying, you could take the monkey out of the jungle, you can't take the jungle out of the monkey. But we learned earlier tonight in the Ein Yaakov that you could take the jungle out of the monkey that we call man. We learned earlier tonight the Ein Yaakov on Brachos that there is a state that a person can attain where libi chalal bekirbi, like David HaMelech says, my heart is hollow. That which should have been my physical attraction, I've overcome it to the point where there's a vacuum there. You could get there, but it takes a lot of work. The Magen Midubna says you begin with the intellectual recognition, that first level of being a God-fearing person, and from there You start developing this tiny speck of love. But even that, it's like you owe it. Like someone who's just made it out of the death sentence, where he knows he has to have some appreciation to the judge. So how are you going to move forward? This is a very dismal state. It's like a guest. I don't know if you guys ever had this feeling. You're a guest at someone's house, and you know that even the smallest kid, if he tells you, I want to stand there, you're going to move, because he belongs here, and you're a guest. Yeah, makes sense? Okay. You guys are nodding. I once had a guest who felt the other way.
The problem is that when Balabai himself does that, not the kids.
Yeah, but it goes the other way too. I had a guy walk into our house a few years ago, and maybe some of you were there. We're already sitting at the meal, and he showed up late for the meal, and he walks in and he tells my wife, I want to sit there.
Where she was sitting.
So, you know, you learn new things every day. It goes both ways. So she explained to him, I explained to him, not she. I explained to him that my wife has to sit there because she needs access to the kitchen. So he said, yeah, but I'm going to have to leave before the meal ends, and so it's going to be easier for me to leave from that seat. Okay.
In the end, where is he?
Not there. You had a question?
No, I didn't.
No. Coming back to the Magen Midubna, the Magen Midubna says that type of fear and love of Hashem is so dismal, it's like that guest that anyone in the house could really make him shift, and that's the way a person's God-fearing and loving of Hashem is within him. If it's so dismal, then anything can cause it to shift. So true fear of Hashem, that doesn't shine in a soul. And nor does a person have true love shining its rays of light throughout one's spirit. The only way you could get there is if you remove all the riffraff from the house. If you remove from within, if one works on removing from within oneself, mikol yaldut v'shachut. He says it in three words. He says, stop being a baby. And if you want to understand this better, so I think there's a line that my parents often used to tell us. I'll tell you the full line, but we only need half of it. My parents always used to say that there's no such thing as a grown man or a little girl. You have grown little boys and you have little women. You have a little boy, he has his toy. You have a big boy, he has his toy. So his toy is his car, his iPhone. The bigger the boy, the bigger the toy. But you still, you don't have grown men. You have grown little boys. And then you don't have little girls. No, they're little women. Go look at them. Once they're 2 years old, they're already complicated and complex and intricate. And little women. But we only need the first half of the sentence. That as we grow, if we think about it, our challenges are really the parts of us that did not grow up, that are not willing to look beyond the moment. Isn't it interesting how offensive it is when someone tells us, grow up? Why is it that that's so offensive? Because there's truth to it. V'yashoku amayim hazedonim anovim mikochot haguf v'chushav. And then those turbulent waters that stem from the physical strength, the physical emotions, they will come to rest. But so long as you have it within the house, you want to suffuse the house with that pleasant love, so then it's only a matter of time before one's physical desires are aroused, where one's driven, be it his desire, be it his pride, be it his happiness, be it his pain, hakas v'chadome, be it his anger and the like, v'yidach ner yiratcha v'avatcha. And they could quench that flame of fear of Hashem, love of Hashem, v'nidchem in anefesh, and they could push it out of the soul. So he says, if we want to talk about developing true awe of Hashem, true love of Hashem, we have to first work on developing who we are, which is really how this book began, where the Magen Midvarna began with a lot of introductions about the importance of developing our basic human derech eretz, being a basically kind person, and working from there to develop everything else. But if a person is still living in the rut of the focus on the material things, the focus on himself, so then as much as he's going to try to build the Avat Hashem, Nirat Hashem, there's no room for it. Last night or two nights ago, I went to a late Ma'ariv. So after Ma'ariv, we went to do Kiddush Levana. And it's 11:45. We're standing outside the shul, and the guy next to me starts saying Kiddush Levana. You'd think it was the middle of Yom Kippur, and he's standing in the middle of shul. He's wailing his Kiddush Levana. So for the first few seconds, I was impressed. What kavana on Kiddush Levana? Asher b'ma'amaro barash shechakim. And a second later, I thought to myself, hey, there are people sleeping all around us. We're awake, but what's he thinking? So even within one's avodat Hashem, if we haven't weeded out the problems in our own personalities, then they're going to overtake everything we do. A person could be standing and davening. I always tell the story about the guy standing in the hallway of the yeshiva at 1:00 in the morning, talking to his friend and saying, "Haikar zavodat amidot." The most important thing, he yells to his friend, is to work on your traits to be a decent human being. He yells at 1:00 in the morning in the hallway where everyone around him is sleeping. Okay, but we all do silly things like that. So the Magen Midvarna says, you want to develop your connection to Hashem, it begins by weeding out the weeds within ourselves.